Yes, last year we stayed at the Berry Head Hotel in South Devon. It stands on a headland, for those who don't know, that shelters Brixham Harbour. It's got wonderful views across Torbay, Paignton, Torquay, you can see them all the lights at night and everything. The blue plaque on the wall of the building, and I'll leave these photos over on the table afterwards for you to see, informed me that the Reverend Henry Francis Light lived there for 30 years in the early 1800s. Well, Bob's always referred to Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. He wrote nearly 100 hymns and poems while living at the Berry Head House, as it was called then, including Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, and Abide With Me. The house is interesting. The house was originally, interesting for me because I'm into building, the house was originally designed as a military hospital for soldiers wounded in France, but Napoleon was defeated and the war was over before the building was completed. It's a bit of a story there, isn't there? So they needed to find a resident for the building. So the young and popular local parish priest was offered it as his home on condition that he may need to hand it over again so it could become a hospital once again if we went to war with France. But we didn't go to war with France. We were okay there. He, in fact, stayed there for 30 years. The Reverend Henry Francis Light had a growing following in Brixham. And there is a connection with Cornwall, because previously he was parish priest at Marazion in Cornwall. Mm. There is a Cornwall connection. And they even needed to extend the local church because of the growing congregations that came in from the countryside to hear him preach. He ran a Sunday school and a sailor's school. And a lot of people, remember, were illiterate in those times, so they were keen to come in and learn. He identified particularly with sailors, ensuring that every boat leaving Brixham Harbour went to sea with a Bible on board. Unfortunately, he suffered from bronchitis and asthma, and in later years spent time in Nice in the south of France. He preached his last sermon in August 1847, and he returned the half mile up to the Berry Head House, where he wrote Abide With Me on the 4th of September of 1847. I've been researching his biography, and I now see this hymn as his final prayer from his beloved Berry Head House, where I'm sure he was inspired by the views, the peaceful sea, the sunsets, sunrises, particularly in that late summer. He left for Nice and died 2 months later, in November 1847, at only the age of 50. So, the Reverend Henry Francis Light, Vicar of All Saints, Brixham, and writer of Abide With Me and many other hymns. I thought that it would be interesting for me to imagine myself stood on that headland, with a wonderful, tranquil sea, beautiful sunset, as we sing this next hymn, Abide With Me. Mm.
Thank you very much, John. So shall we stand and sing Abide With Me?